Welcome to the Bloomberg Law Podcast. I'm June Grosso. Every day we bring you insight and analysis into the most important legal news of the day. You can find more episodes of the Bloomberg Law Podcast on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, and on Bloomberg.com/podcasts.
On this vote, the yeas are 87, the nays are 12. On this motion to concur in the House amendment with an amendment has been agreed to.
And with that, the Criminal Justice Reform Bill, called the First Step Act, passed the Senate on Tuesday. Now the overhaul of criminal sentencing guidelines goes on to the House, a rare chance for President Trump to score a bipartisan victory. Here to talk about the First Step Act is Priya Raghavan, counsel at the Brennan Center's Justice Program at NYU. So Priya, what are some of the most egregious problems with the current sentencing guidelines that this act would correct?
Some of the most egregious problems stem from mandatory minimum sentencing. One thing that the act will correct is it will reduce mandatory minimums for certain repeat drug offenses from 20 years to 15 years, and then also from life to 25 years. The bill also will retroactively apply the Fair Sentencing Act. So before 2010, the disparity between crack cocaine and powder cocaine in sentencing was 100-1, and the Fair Sentencing Act changed that in 2010, but it wasn't applied retroactively. So those people who were sentenced before the act was passed were still languishing in prison under the old rules. So this act would actually apply the Fair Sentencing Act retroactively. There's also some draconian sentencing enhancements. They're called 924C stacking. It's a technical term, but it's 25-year sentence enhancements for certain drug crimes. And the First Step Act would reduce those sentencing enhancements and fix them. And then finally, the act also expands the safety valve, which gives judges more discretion to sentence below mandatory minimums. And the First Step Act expands the use of the safety valve to more offenders.
California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris voted for the bill, but on Monday took to Twitter to stress her dissatisfaction with it, saying that it's a compromise of a compromise, and we ultimately need to make far greater reforms to correct the wrongs in the criminal justice system. Will you explain that and whether you agree that it's a compromise of a compromise?
Yeah, so what Senator Harris was referring to is the First Step Act sentencing reforms are drawn from the Sentencing Reform and Corrections Act, which is a bill that was championed by Senators Grassley and Durbin that has been pending in the Senate. And that bill, the Sentencing Reform and Corrections Act, was itself a compromise. And then some of the provisions were taken from it and put into First Step, making it in certain ways weaker than the Sentencing Reform and Corrections Act, because a lot of the provisions no longer apply retroactively in First Step. So basically, it drew certain provisions from already a compromise bill and then compromised it even further. I do agree with Senator Harris that there's definitely much more work to be done, and this bill is exactly what its title promises. It's a first step, and more needs to be done to reduce the inequalities in our system and to end mass incarceration.
This has been described as the most significant change to prison sentencing laws, and the revamp of sentencing rules was a priority of the Obama administration. How did it become a priority of the Trump administration?
That's a great question. I mean, this bill itself seems to be evidence that it is some kind of priority for the Trump administration. It remains to be seen, what will happen in the future on criminal justice, and hopefully it will become a priority.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell had said for weeks that he was unlikely to bring the bill to the floor. Explain what went on behind the scenes and how this was a victory for Jared Kushner.
Yeah, absolutely. So Jared Kushner has been working very hard to make sure that this bill move forward, and has been working hard to ensure that the bill was something that Trump was on board with. On top of that, the drafters of the bill and kind of the main negotiators, Senators Grassley, Senators Durbin, who are actually the drafters of the Sentencing Reform and Corrections Act, where a lot of these sentencing provisions were drawn from, also did a ton of work behind the scenes, ensuring that they were able to get more votes and ensure that the bill wasn't watered down too badly.
What's the next step? It goes to the House. Is it likely to pass the House?
I do think that it's likely that it passes the House, and then once it passes in the House, then it goes to the president for signing.
Thanks so much, Priya. That's Priya
no
Raghavan, counsel at the Brennan Center's Justice Program at New York University. Thanks for listening to the Bloomberg Law Podcast. You can subscribe and listen to the show on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, and on Bloomberg.com/podcasts. I'm June Grosso. This is Bloomberg.